Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Yeah. wait until three. Laughing at the Christmas lights. Remember from December.
Washed by the sun, he puts his headphones on.
this modern world revolves around the synthesizer's song.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. To Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Got an extra long set there. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm sure you'd rather listen to music than hear me speak. But maybe you want to know what you've been listening to. Started that set off with Joe Jackson, off of his 1979 debut, I'm the Man. And we heard the track, It's Different for Girls. The Police gave us Shadows in the Rain, off of their 1980 release, Zenyatta Mondatta. Corey Hart was in there with Eurasian Eyes from his 1985 release, Boy in the Box. Dead or Alive gave us Lover, Come Back to Me, off of their 1985 release, Youthquake. The Jesus and Mary Chain gave us Sidewalking. That's off of their 1988 compilation, Barbed Wire Kisses, B-Sides, and More, which I highly recommend if you're a Jesus and Mary Chain fan. Cure was in there with Let's Go to Bed from 1983's The Walk. We heard Ultravox with New Europeans off of Vienna from 1980, and we wrapped it up there with Depeche Mode and Get the Balance Right, originally released from 1983. And I took that off of the singles 81 to 85 compilation from 1999. Okay. Got about just under 35 minutes to go here before Danny in the Lounge takes over. Make sure you stick around for that. In the meantime, we got plenty more 80s to get to here. Want some Wang Chung. We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. That would be me. We meet here every Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. So please do join us again next week. Got time for one more track here before Danny and the Lounge take over. Let's run down what we've been listening to real quick. And, sure, we started off with Wang Chung. And we heard the track To Live and Die in L.A. from the album of the same name from 1985. Echo and the Bunnymen gave us Crystal Days off of their 1984 release Ocean Rain. David Bowie gave us 1984 off of his album Diamond Dogs from 1974. And I'm trying to multitask here, and that's clearly not working. New Order was in there with The Perfect Kiss off of their 1985 release Low Life. See what happens when I try to multitask? Cocktail Twins were in there with Sugar Hiccup off of their 1983 release Head Over Heels. Medium Medium from 1981. We heard Hungry So Angry. It's off of the History of Cherry Red Records, Volumes 1 and 2 from 1997. Go-Go's were in there with We Got the Beat off of Beauty and the Beat from 1981. And we wrapped it up there with Orchestral Movers in the Dark. And we heard the track Heaven Is from 1993. I'm going to leave you with some Alison Moyet. Thanks for sticking around here, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll see you next weekend.